Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on hope, Babu Rajai, yesterday we explained that the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Sahaba were chosen to be the closest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the things were, is that they desire that they must come clean all the time. Whatever mistakes they make, the mistakes also were made because Allah Ta'ala made it such that they made those mistakes so that we can learn that what is the way to compensate for mistakes being made, what is the way to redress any errors being made, etc. So here we find that Sahaba's desire to come clean and the honesty with regards to what they did, the confession to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told them in return. So it doesn't mean that in our eyes we should never ever diminish the status, the maqam, the martaba of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Allah ta'ala made them commit those errors. And then immediately how they addressed those errors is something that we should see. And how they went about doing it, not that they justified anything. But they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clean. Whatever it is, open cards, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what needs to be done, needs to be done. Our life also has to go in the rush, there's absolutely no problem. But we want to be clean. The day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be nothing there between us and Allah Ta'ala. It's as though we have a completely clean slate. This was the desire of getting clean, the desire of forgiveness from the side of Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in. So today's incident also very similar to yesterday's incident. The Sahabi comes to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam confessing the mistake that he made and asking Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to do whatever is necessary so that can be cleaned and erased before he meets Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أصبت حدا فأقمه عليها وحضرت الصلاة فصلى مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما قضى الصلاة قال يا رسول الله إني أصبت حدا فأقم في كتاب الله قال هل حضرت معنا الصلاة قال نعم قال قد غفر لك متفق عليه حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I committed a sin which necessitates punishment. So in other words, he made some guna, some sin, and now he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explained that yeah, it was not a sin that requires had. Had is a penal punishment. For example, a person that committed zina, that we know what the punishment is in Islam of stoning, or a person that steals, and the punishment in Islam is cutting off the hand, or a person that commits murder, and it's a life for a life. It wasn't one of those things. It was a sin, some guna that he may have committed. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came to complain that I committed a guna. So mete out that punishment for the guna for me here. In other words, I want to get clean of that guna. That was the question he came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he came to confess to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could mete out some punishment for him in this world. So he came and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I committed a sin which necessitates punishment. So mete it out to me. It was at the time of Salah. So he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah. So when he came to tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this, it was Salah time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam performed the Salah. He joined in that Salah. So when he completed his Salah, he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I completed a sin which necessitates punishment. So mete it out to me, the judgment of the book of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, whatever Allah Ta'ala has prescribed, whatever it is in the kitab of Allah, in Quran, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you mete it out to me. He asked, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that were you present with us in the salah? When we performed our salah just now, were you present there? Did you read your salah with us? So he replied, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have been forgiven. You have been forgiven. Now this is the mercy, clemency, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we find that a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after kissing a woman, a strange woman. He got caught up in that instant, or in that moment. He kissed her and then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, that establish salah in the two ends of the day and during the portions of the night. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. In another ayat of the Quran, that salat prevents you from lewdness, from any type of wrong, from doing anything shameful. Salat prevents you. And in this ayat of the Quran, innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at, your good deeds that you do, it causes your evil deeds to be wiped out. Here we explain, it refers to minor sins that get wiped out by a person doing good deeds. We should never think the salah of ours is something that is trivial, something that is unimportant. Yesterday we see the sahabi came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him salat. Again today one sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, were you present in the salat? In other words, the salat is not something so trivial. It's got a very great potential of saving a person from other gunas. Therefore, ulama explained, when a person's salah is right, then Allah Ta'ala makes it such, He gives him tawfiq of correcting everything else. But when his salah is not right, then you'll find everything else also won't be right. So therefore, a person should give important consideration to salah and ensure that the salah is performed correctly. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. If this got the potential of forgiving gunas, then how much gunas we got? We are full of gunas from head to toe. So many years of gunas we have been committing. How much more we have to be punctual about getting our salah right, so that we can also get our slate clean with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.